My favorite is when the climate people and the you know, Save the Earth folks leave their protest and they leave it filthy. Like the litter's everywhere, right? They showed up, the park was clean, you protested, Save the Earth, you know, stop drilling for oil, and then when we left, there's garbage everywhere. Nice work, right? Idiots. All right, welcome everybody to the Financial Guys podcast. Glenn Wiggle, Mike Lomas. Thanks for downloading and listening. We do certainly appreciate it. We have a kind of a brief show for you today. We're going to do a pound out a quick 30, 35 minutes. Mike and I were both on the Morning Mike show this morning, which is a lot of fun. So we've gotten a good 15, 20 minute head start, and we're rip running ready to go. We're going to bounce around a little bit, of course. We've got a bunch of topics. I got to start with this one, Mike. This is top of mind for local Western New York, of course, as they continue to shift migrants from one hotel to another. You brought up a great point in the Morning Mike's podcast this morning when we were live, and you mentioned that they're not putting any of these migrants, interestingly enough, in inner-city hotels.
No.
It seems like they'd have the space, but yet they don't seem to want to put these migrants in a downtown hotel.
No.
And if you remember correctly, you know, I believe this is the Democrats' version of equity, right?
Mm-hmm.
You folks in Amherst are living way too well. Your houses are too nice. Your crime rate's too low. Your schools are too good. They're too successful.
Shame on you.
Your graduation rates are way too high. That can't be.
Nope.
And so what they tried to do initially was they wanted to pass Section 8 housing. They were going to put in every single community.
Still trying.
If you don't like that, what is that?
Sorry.
Is that me?
That's mine.
Sorry. If you don't like that,
that is good theme music for you, though.
It is perfect. Yeah. If you don't like the Section 8 housing in your community, and you're going to try to shoot that down, which many communities did. Well, now we're just going to bring in these migrants and these asylum seekers, right?
Right.
These folks. Look, here's the deal. Some people, I get it. Like you, definitely, like Venezuelans. We stopped helping them in their own country because apparently now we believe socialism is good. But yet, you know, these people are starving. They do need help. But this is the headline that I wanted to read to you, Mike.
But this
is crazy.
These countries need to help themselves, right? When you look at Venezuela as an example, right, which was one of the most prosperous areas in the world. They've got all the natural resources. It was all about free market capitalism, and that allowed them to be able to have a very clean Venezuela, a very prosperous Venezuela. And what happened? Well, they wanted big government. They wanted social programs. And within 10 years, all the jobs went away. All the social programs are now shit because they can't afford them. Mm-hmm. Oh, and guess what? It's filthier than it's ever been.
And they destroyed all their industries. Destroyed their industry.
Everything these left-wing radicals touch turns to crap.
That's right.
Donald Trump said it. He was 100%
right. Venezuela was the richest country in South America. I mean, there's no question. They were the wealthiest country. They had the second largest known oil reserves in the world. And the government took over the oil reserves and destroyed every industry they touched, from oil to healthcare to then they moved on to banking.
Yep.
1,000,000% inflation, crazy. But here's a headline I wanted to read you. And not a headline. This is from WIVB. And this is a quote from our illustrious Amherst town supervisor, Brian Culpa. Just as UB students come and go throughout the year, just as hundreds, if not thousands, of people come in and out of Amherst on a regular basis, whose name we don't know, who pass through this town, this is no different. This is a response to a contentious town hall meeting that they had last night in Amherst,
which, by the way, a lot of
residents came out and said,
"Mark Poloncarz couldn't be bothered to show up." Chrissy Casillo did, right? He forgot to mention one thing, Mr. Brian. Yeah, well, those are legal people that roam in and out, not illegal.
Let's be honest here. You're making a comparison with an 18-year-old college kid coming in to go to college.
Whose parents?
You're going to compare that with somebody that you just plucked out of a refugee camp in Somalia.
Could be an MS-13 gang member.
Seriously. You're going to compare that to somebody who we have no idea if he murdered his last girlfriend. We've hearing that in headlines lately.
That's right.
We have a fugitive running loose somewhere in the country.
A 17-year-old girl whose parents are very well educated and are now paying $20,000 a year to have that student there.
Yeah. Compared to the El Salvadorian gang member at MS-13. Yeah.
Right.
Yeah. Good comparison, Brian.
Here's
that's,
the stats,
that's reasonable.
By the way. We let 50 of them into Erie County. We had two rapes. We had multiple felonies, right?
Yeah.
So you're looking at least a 2 to 3 to 4% of conversion rate, right? We know at least 4 to 5%, let's say, of these folks have caused major crimes. Brian, those are not the stats. stats. You don't look at this. For every 15 UB students or 50 UB students that come in, we don't see
five arrests.
We don't see five felonies.
You had 100 migrants in a hotel. You had two sexual assaults, including two rapes. Right. You had millions of dollars in damage. Now, which dorm building, Brian, over at UB has had the same kind of stats, okay?
Right.
Because the dorm buildings have 1,000 kids,
that's
500 kids, right?
That's right.
Not 100. Not 100.
Right.
So
right.
which dorm building, Brian, holds 300 students?
$500,000 worth of damage, yeah.
Right. Which one exactly? Was it the one at the new campus or the old campus?
And
is it the Amherst campus or the Buffalo campus?
Does that happen every year, Brian? Does that happen every
joke.
Year?
Right.
Absolutely. By the way, he's a joke because he won't come on this radio station. He did come on. He went on the Sunday show on WBN and to defend WBN. It's more of a moderate, like, here's the information, right?
Yeah.
He knows he's not going to be asked any tough questions.
Yeah, soft line they call it, right?
I'll tell you what, Brian. We have an office in Amherst, and if one of my business partners here, one of our employees gets hurt, I'm blaming you. I'm coming after
they
you.
They don't care. They don't care. They don't care. There's no consequences. Mark Poloncarz himself, our county executive himself, has violently threatened to shoot a process server,
and now
has had a police report filed on him for assault in a domestic violence incident. Right?
Yeah. Yeah.
What? And he, like, no one's even calling for his resignation outside the Republicans.
That's
and that
right.
becomes a headline on places like, you know.
Look at how nasty they are.
Right? Yeah.
Look at how nasty
Republicans
they are.
Call for Mark Poloncarz to resign. Take political opportunity. Political opportunity. This is what's good for the community, folks. You have New York State has criminals, sex offenders, and I'm talking about Spitzer, Cuomo, right? This is what we have as our leadership now.
Yep.
We have, and then of course, then you put in Kathy Hochul, which I've said for a long time, and
just
I will continue to say this.
Dumb as a bag of rocks.
Yes, right.
Yep.
Stupid is dangerous. And I said that a lot, right? Cuomo was evil. Evil is bad. Don't get me wrong. Evil is dangerous too. But evil, Cuomo was smart enough to drive. He wasn't stupid. He would drive the car to the edge of the cliff, but no, not to drive over it. And the minute Kathy Hochul took over, I said it. I said, she's dumb enough to drive that car right over the cliff. Here we go. Smile
at
Kathy Hochul. And now the car right now has left the cliff.
Now
it's in the air now. It's floating through space, and at some point is going to hit the ground. To your point, Mike, in that hopefully structured bankruptcy at some point, It has to happen.
It's the only hope. And for people that say, Mike, that's not going to do it. I get it. It might not.
It might not.
I'm just telling you, that's the only hope.
But it's not getting better without it. That's for sure.
The only hope is to go bankrupt and to have the bondholders step up and say enough is enough. That's the only hope, because it's not stopping. These left wing radicals, they do not care what they're in charge of. They just want to be in charge of something. And they think the more their policies get enacted, the better off we're going to be. It doesn't matter how much shittier things get. Graduation rates go from 90% to 80 to 70 to 60 to 50 to 40 to 30, but they don't care. It's pretty obvious.
They want that because then it's fair.
Yeah.
See, that's the thing. If everybody is uneducated, Mike, then it's more fair for the employers to have to pick from this uneducated pool.
Yep.
But
yep.
you see, what happens is when you have these, one school district that has a third grade reading level amongst their graduate folks, right?
Yeah.
And you have another school district whose graduates from high school are actually at grade level. And then they both, those two students go to apply for a job. One can't write a resume because they're at a third a grade reading and writing level, which is the truth in a lot of these districts, Baltimore, Buffalo, many others, right?
Yep.
Then they say, well, it's discrimination. It's racism. It's not equitable. It's not fair. Whatever. All the words that they throw out there, it doesn't even mean it's necessarily black versus white, but oftentimes it is. Oftentimes it's these African-American communities where these school districts are suffering. Lots of poor white kids involved in those same school districts suffering too, by the way.
No doubt.
You can go through any city of Buffalo school district, and it's pretty diverse, right?
Yep.
All of these kids are suffering, all of them, because of the ineptitude, right? But it's okay if they can bring everybody down that same third grade reading level, Mike, then it's equal, then it's equitable, right? Then everybody has the same opportunity to get a job because they're all equally stupid. And that's what the Democrats want. As I've said many times, they don't care if it's a cesspool. As long as they're in charge. Because even in Venezuela, the ghettos, cesspools, inflation. But guess what? what? Those that are politically connected, like Mark Poloncarz, he's still eating steak on your dime. And that's right. The difference, right? These people are eating out of garbage cans and eating their pets in Venezuela, right? And yet they're still being, you know, fleeced with tax dollars. They're still having, you know, the government come by and shake them down for money. Why?
Yep.
So
still
people like Mark Poloncarz and Gail Bernstein, that's right, can buy pork chops and freebies on your dime, right? They don't care how poor you are. They don't care how they reassess your home and if they tax you. They don't care. They don't care if you're living in a cardboard box. They don't care.
I mean, they gave themselves raises, right? When the opportunity arose during the pandemic, the all-loving liberal left, the all-caring, the all-inclusive, what they focused on was their pocketbook,
right? Huge raise,
Mark Poloncarz got a raise. Gail Bernstein got a huge raise. Hundreds of thousands. These are the same people that say money doesn't matter.
Yeah.
We should all be equal. Uh-huh. You should pay more of your fair share until the time shows up where they can put money in their pocketbooks. Gail didn't redistribute that money.
No.
She didn't plant any trees for the environment.
She may have bought a condo in Florida, so she may have redistributed some of it out of the state.
Well,
we don't know.
Exactly
we don't
what
know.
We'll find out. We will 100% find out that she's got a condo in Florida on the beach somewhere, and she's living there 6 months a day at some point to avoid New York State taxes.
She also redistributed from your wallet to hers. That's the other redistribution that she did. Yeah. She took it from all the wallets in Western New York, and she put it into hers, right?
Yep.
That's
no
great. These clowns, every one of them, by the way, hypocrites. Mark Poloncarz, and I hope Christy Castillo stays on this, because it's not just the fact that he's a womanizer. It's not just the fact that he's a threatened women and he's unhinged. But he's a huge hypocrite. It's the same guy who shut down Little League hockey for kids. You know, the same kids that now have a all-time high in suicide rates, right?
Yep.
And then was seen the very next week playing hockey with his mates, right?
Yep.
Same Mark Poloncarz, a piece of garbage a hypocrite that he is, right? That said, you can't golf. Everyone shut down golf, have to wear a mask, and then boom, post a picture of
him with
his mates. Oh, I only took it off for 15 seconds for the photo because COVID knows, right?
Yeah,
if you're in that 15 seconds,
well,
you
my
moron.
Favorite is he said, well, you know, we golf and you know, we sit around, we social distance,
that's what
we
do.
We have a drink.
Yeah.
Like, I bet, Mark.
Sure,
I bet
you
and your 40 buddies that you took a picture with, arm in arm together, you sat down, social distanced your chairs.
For these criminals,
but how could you be this stupid? To say, look at that's my guy. You know, it's funny though when you look at who's supporting him. I was driving through the city. My daughter goes to school down in the city, and there's a law firm that has Poloncarz signs all over him. I thought, what kind of law do they do?
Personal injury.
You nailed it, right? Okay,
that's right.
So you want to work 2 days a week or a year, I should say, and you get that one lawsuit that is frivolous, but it doesn't matter because the insurance company pays you out 30% of $1 million. So
I won't use his name. I should. I should look it up and use his name. I should be saying this piece of garbage's name on the radio show every single week. But let me tell you just a real quick story, okay? This guy, I don't know this guy, posts online on his social media, interestingly enough, a year prior to the incident, how he would love to be able to file a lawsuit, how he's running out of money, how he doesn't know what to do, how he just, you know, he's struggling financially with his bills, blah, blah, blah. You know, how he just hopes to win the lottery or has some sort of windfall. This guy works for the power company locally here, the electric company.
Oh, there you go.
This piece of garbage guy decided to come to my house sometime in January one year and read the meter as they normally do.
Mm-hmm.
And instead of going through the gate, there's a gate right there. And the guy, this same person, I'm sure, runs this same circuit. Right, he's a meter reader for this area in Alden. Right, so same guy, I'm sure, has been to this house multiple times. Right, there's a gate right there. There was about an inch of snow on the ground, and a piece of my fence had fallen over. Well, he allegedly couldn't remember the exact address, but he allegedly stepped on a piece of the fence and broke his ankle.
Oh, I bet.
$100,000 my insurance company settled with them with.
$100,000.
Right.
So
the piece of garbage law firm that brings this stuff, honestly.
Yep.
Brown and Chiari, by the way, locally, are one of those firms. I will name them because they'll allow some really low-life attorneys in there to just use their name. It's not even them personally. It's still allow low-life attorneys in their organization to use their name or just low-life attorneys use their name to file some of these suits.
Yeah.
This guy, you know why they picked me? You know why? He couldn't remember the address, but looking down down the street. Who lives on this street? Oh,
yeah,
it looks like Mr. Wiggle lives on this street. And Mr. Wiggle, we know, has some money, and I'm sure he's well insured.
He's a conservative.
We'll go after Mr. Wiggle. No, he's not. We know he's insured. We know
that's
he's got money, right? He's probably a good one to go after because the insurance company will. And that's what they do.
I'll fall on his lawn.
Right?
And you know what? It's not only $100,000. You're talking
garbage.
About attorneys on both sides getting paid, right?
Absolutely.
Again, it goes back to these lawyers, right? So they're going to defend it. They're going to pay it out. And then you're going to pay higher. But the insurance premiums are going up all over the country at this point. And that's why.
That's why. But they know they're not going to fight it. The attorneys know. Look, you have this guy. You take this guy to court and you win. Okay, you take this guy to court, Mr. Piece of Garbage. It looks like you've been posting for the last 12 months on your social media how you would love to sue somebody because you're running out of money. Isn't that interesting? The first lawsuit I faced, same thing, Mike. Lady was living in her house in my apartment, my house in an apartment that I own downtown. She lived in the apartment for 364 days without an incident. Miraculously, on the last day she moved out, she apparently twisted her ankle. You should have done the deposition, Mike. My attorney did a phenomenal job, right? The insurance company.
Doesn't matter, though.
Doesn't matter. They gave her 10 grand. In the deposition, she goes, so you went on to become a marathon runner, right? Yeah,
right.
I did.
Well,
so they filed a lawsuit 3 years later.
She was training as she was hurt. As she filed, she was training to run not a marathon, but the corporate
marathon.
Challenge.
It was like she was running she went on to run a half marathon after the alleged incident.
That's right.
And she admitted to be carrying a box that she could. And she tripped and twisted her ankle on a city sidewalk.
Oh,
it wasn't even my sidewalk.
But anybody with character, how many times have you twisted your ankle over the years? You don't blame other people. You put some ice on it. Life, right?
Suit twice.
Thing if somebody did something, to on purpose hurt you or something
and you
like
know
that.
What?
But
and these have real consequences, folks. My insurance premiums now for my homeowners, because of the last incident, are now probably 10 grand higher than wouldn't. Now, that's going to fall off my rating at some point, and my insurance premiums will go back down.
But
that's real economic impact for me.
But it won't fall off everybody's radar, right?
Absolutely
not. Your insurance went up, Glenn.
That's right.
But mine went up, too.
That's right.
And so did Joe's Next
that's
Door.
Right.
And so did Ricky's.
Right.
And so did Mary Bass,
that's right?
Right. Because what they're doing is they're pricing in all this
that's
stupidity.
Right.
And these firms don't care. They do not care. They'll put the Poland car sign on the front lawn. You know why? Because Markey's not going to do anything with tort reform. He supports
He they
supports all of that, right? Let me play this Babylon Beat clip. This is
please.
Too funny not to, okay?
By the way, real quick, if you just throughout the week, folks, to manage money for a living, you can go to our website, thefinancialguys.com, or if you want to check out our other companies, you can we can shop for over 14 companies or over 25 companies. Give us 14 minutes, and we will save you some money on your home and auto. I butchered that, Mike. I really just slaughtered
Medicare,
that there. But
Medicare season coming. Tis the season for that. So I always say
on the cusp of that.
When it comes to Medicare, thinking about turning 65, think of the financial guys. But it's not just about 65 right now. It's about being over 65 and every year shopping and understanding what your plan is. I want you to play what we call the what-if game, which is what if something happens to you? Are you covered for this? What if I go to Florida for a month? Can I use my coverage, right?
That's right.
You need to know that stuff. Now's the season to do that. 1-888 Fin. What is it?
833 Fin Guys.
833 Fin Guys. So I'm now screwing up the number. 833 Fin Guys.
Or just go to our website, thefinancialguys.com. I know. But I tell you what, though, just talking about liability, if you haven't pulled out your home and auto, there's a lot of people that we see that have a little, low liability limits of the minimum, $300,000, $200,000.
And I'll tell you, there's a lot of companies out there that right now that go, well, just buy what you need. Buy what you need.
Right.
What you need. That's a gray area because what you need could be, and insurance agents do this, companies do this. Oh, I can save you $35 a year,
right.
But you're really only insured up to $25,000, not $1 million.
That's right.
So it's sometimes, minimal in the grand scheme of things, but you have to understand and know this stuff because these people are out for you. These attorneys with the Poland car signs, they will sue you and they'll sue you right up to the limit. But if you only have $25,000 in coverage, guess what? That's not enough for them. They need two or three cases a year where they can bang out $100,000, $200,000 worth of fees for themselves.
Mm-hmm.
So if you got $1 million, they're going to sue you right up to the $1 million. But if you got 25, they're going to sue you for the $1 million anyways, and you're going to have to figure out a way to pay it to them. So sad. Let me play this Babylon Beat clip. It's too funny.
Hey, I'm Brett. He, him.
Hola.
Hola.
He, him.
Yeah, that's cultural appropriation. That ain't it, Chief.
Really? Isn't Chief cultural appropriation, too? And secondly, I'm from Cuba.
That's awesome. I love your sandwiches. You know, it is pretty sad that those Cubans don't really appreciate the great social programs they've got. Am I right, Chief? I mean, man, person, Cuba person.
Great social programs? What are you talking about?
Well, you know, like take healthcare, for instance.
Yes, we had healthcare, but it mostly consists of us rubbing dirt in our wounds. But my grandmother was able to build this pretty cool wheelchair out of an old washing machine.
You must be mistaken. I learned all about Cuba's excellent social programs in college.
Is that right? How long have you been in college?
Half a semester. So, yeah, I'm pretty much an expert on socialism. In fact, I'm inviting people to the meeting my group is having. Socialists undermining capitalist knowledge.
Ay, ay, ay. Tell me what else you've learned in college about my country, Mr. Expert.
Bernie Sanders taught me that Cuba has great literacy programs.
Yeah, we used to have to write, "I will obey Fidel Castro," 100 times every morning.
Also, Bernie taught me that the poor rose up and they stole the means of production from the ugly rich people. That sounds amazing.
We didn't own anything with regards to production. Ah, but what we did have, we had a 20-year-old anemic donkey named Gus. I do miss Gus, but he was delicious.
Okay, by the way, how did you end up in this dystopian capitalist country anyway? We've got it really rough here.
Hey, did you order the orange mocha frappuccino?
Oh, yeah, that's me.
Okay.
I love it. That's so true. These kids today, they think they're so oppressed, right? Oh, my God. See them in tears. Liv's a TikTok. She does such a phenomenal job. These kids are in tears. I got misgendered. You have lipstick on. You look like a girl. What are you?
Yeah.
I'm non-binary. No, you're actually a girl, okay?
Yeah.
Somebody called you ma'am. It was not mental. She's literally, she's sobbing. She's in tears. She just can't.
That's
she's
a mental
absolutely.
Illness. That's a
I mean,
mental illness.
So many of these kids, though, they think they're oppressed. They're being taught in school. I see these. Look, we just filled a couple positions, thankfully, right? And I went through, I don't know, 400 resumes, right? I talked to probably 100 people, right?
Yeah.
Now, some are great folks, right? You get there's no in between. It's either fantastic or garbage, right?
Yeah, yeah.
What is amazing, though, is when you get some of these kids that come out of college. One of the people that we hired, what I'm finding is that I'm looking more and more for, well, number one, specific colleges I'm still good with. You go to Canisius, you're a go-getter. I get it. You go to UB, I don't care.
Yeah.
You go to Cornell, I'm probably not going to look at your resume.
Yeah,
if you send in a resume to our firm and and it's coming out of an Ivy League, like if I see something from, I don't know, Princeton, which I wouldn't
very
see that.
Very entitled.
You don't even have a shot, right? I'm not even going to look at the resume. I'm throwing it right in the trash. But what's amazing is some of these kids that I do talk to from UB and others, when you talk to them about what they think they should be starting at, so where do you think a starting position would be? They are so out of touch with reality, right? They are so clueless, so committed to be like, well, I can't even possibly start for less than 60, 65. And let me ask you this. How did you think you got there? What are you coming up with that with? Well, my professor, you know, we did a study in class about the average.
That's my favorite. My favorite is I studied the industry. Okay, well, then go to the industry and get what you can.
Right.
Because
the
industry is looking at people that have actually taken companies from this level to this level, and then they get a percentage of it, right?
I will say
not the starter position or the, my brother's in-law or, you know, makes this over here. It's insulting.
But for those parents that might be listening or those even young folks, and a lot of young folks listen to our podcast, and you've got young kids, like 1, 2, 3-year-olds, as, you know, this progresses, I don't know, things will change, I'm sure, in 10 or 15 years from now. But, you know, I'm just saying, as an employer, you know, we employ probably, you know, well over 50 people with all different companies, right?
Sure.
The college, there's very few colleges that make a difference now. There's only a very, like I said, Canisius is one. There's very few colleges that
sure the college itself makes a difference. I think it's the product that's going into the college.
It could
to your
be.
Point,
it
funny,
could be.
It's Canisius, because now I'm looking at thinking Canisius. Boy, a lot of the folks that I've sat down with, the kids, young kids that I've sat down with, their parents are more conservative.
That's right.
You know, they're putting together more work ethic types of things of, hey, look, it's great you're going to get this college degree, but you have to understand dot.
That's right.
And they've got a working knowledge of other things.
So what I'm looking for in these resumes is I'm looking for work ethic. I'm looking for activity. I'm looking for
family structure.
What did you do with your life? You know, what have you been doing, right? The degree is become really inconsequential, to be honest with you. If I've got 10 resumes, you know, if there's 10 resumes in front of me and half of them have college degrees and half of them don't have college degrees, again, if it's not from a Canisius or a place like that, if they're all from Buff State, UB, or Oswego or something, yep. I'm not even looking at the degree as a consideration. Secondarily, no. The type of degree is a lot less important to me, too. If you've got a degree in general business, that's fine. You got a degree in, you know, social studies, that's probably fine. Because to be honest with you, we know that you're not learning shit in college anymore.
That's right. Sad.
That's true. Unless you're going to go on for your master's, what the colleges have done now is they've loaded these kids down with garbage classes so that they so they lock them in for five. Well, was it 5.5 years the average college kid now?
Yeah, yes. And even high school is doing that, by the way. Right. I mean, you can spend money on a private school and then they've got a mandatory art class where you make clay projects for the semester.
Useless.
Well, that shouldn't. Okay. Look at you fill in some of that stuff.
Sure.
I get it because some people might like that.
Yeah.
All right. We got one period where it takes their mind off it, but it shouldn't be mandatory. You know, if we're going to make things mandatory, it should be, hey, we know how to write a check.
Yeah.
We know how to balance a checkbook. That's right. Right. We know what debt will do to us. Right. Things that will absolutely paralyze us over the next 20, 30 years.
Right.
Clay making. I'm not sure that should be a mandatory activity. By the way, I don't think French and Spanish should be either. Look at it's great. Should they be there? Yeah, they could be there, right? Look at you have the opportunity to learn Spanish or French. Never take that away from anybody. Shouldn't be mandatory.
No, definitely not.
Certainly shouldn't supersede understanding what debt'll do or how to understand how to build up your retirement account so you can be independent, right? I mean, not even a concern, not even an option in some of these schools, but yet French and Spanish are.
That's right. You talk about making it mandatory. You again in Baltimore, the average high school graduate has a third grade reading and writing level.
English, by the way.
English.
They got them through.
Graduates.
Them through.
I'm talking graduates here. Yeah, graduates. Graduates. Okay. English. None. Like third grade levels of English.
Got them
not Spanish. English.
Yeah.
Anyway,
got them through.
We
got
to get back to core stuff. But the goal, again, the goal of the Democrat Party is to destroy everything they touch. I think it's their goal.
Right.
Some of it's accidental. People like Poland Cars, he's just too stupid. He accidentally destroys stuff. But some of them are intentionally destroying things. The plan to move migrants into suburban towns like Amherst is intentional. They're not putting it in downtown Buffalo.
No.
There's plenty of
this.
Space down there, but they're not.
The occupancy rates of a hotel in the city of Buffalo versus Amherst are nowhere near each other, right? Mm-hmm. Nowhere near each other. That's why, by the way, we have a vacant hotel. Mm-hmm. The largest hotel in the city of Buffalo is vacant. The old Adams Mark is out of business.
Yeah, why aren't they there?
Right.
That'd be perfect.
It's out of business.
Why not put them there? Oh, is it too close to City Hall for you?
That's right.
Oh, but wouldn't that make sense to put them there? That's where all the social services are.
I mean,
you're talking about giving these people services for jobs.
You got a vacant
job.
Property, Glenn. You got a vacant property, right? And by the way, they're all loving, caring. These are great people. You vetted them. You know they're not going to hurt the hotel itself, right?
Sure.
Now, that hotel apparently is under construction and somebody is going to take it back over. But perfect opportunity. So why would you take over an Amherst hotel that has the opportunity to be 90-something percent occupied? They can bring in all kinds of revenue. And you have a vacant hotel right next to City Hall that you don't do anything with.
Right.
Well, that's because it doesn't fit their agenda. Let's finish this.
That's right.
Rebel MB is too funny.
Yes. Yeah, oh, I didn't know. I thought it was done. I'm sorry.
You like they expect a tip. Anyway, how did you end up in this terrible place?
We escaped on a raft made out of a mattress and inflated surgical glove.
You mean to tell me that you came to America on purpose?
No, not on a porpoise. On a raft.
I don't understand how somebody could flee Cuban paradise and come to this oppressive, totalitarian hellscape.
I can tell you, we didn't have any of those in Cuba. That
iPhone,
I can guarantee you.
What, you mean that in Cuba you guys only have like iPhone 12s? No, don't tell me. iPhone 11s?
That's so
can't be right.
You young people don't have any idea what socialism is like.
Not a clue.
My ride's here. Mom. Yes, I'll be there in a second. Gosh, I'm going to be late for the Antifa protest.
I'm going to be late for the Antifa protest.
Oh, my
protest.
God. That could not be any better. They're so
it's
good.
Spot on.
The Babylon
it's spot
Bee.
On. They have no idea. Remember when there was this They were doing a rally downtown about the environment, right?
Oh,
and so we showed up. The first question we asked is the girl that was there. I said, how did you get here? She said, well, what do you mean? I said, no, how did you get here? You got to this. She goes, well, I don't understand. I said, well, did you ride a bike or did somebody drop you off? Like, how did you
physically get
here?
The look on her face was priceless.
And she goes, well, my mom dropped me off. I said, in a car, right? Like a gas-guzzling car? Like, and she had been dropped off actually in an SUV.
Yeah, she goes, oh, no, she drives an Escalade.
Yeah, an Escalade. She got dropped off in an Escalade. It was unreal.
But the look on her face was the best. She goes, oh, I see what you're saying. Oh, you're right. And then her eyes, she goes, oh, you're right.
Oh. And then she went out to protest with the rest of them.
It was like, you hurt her soul. She goes, I probably should have walked.
Yeah. But she went on to protest with the mental midgets and then got back in her Escalade after it was all said.
My favorite is when the climate people and the you know, Save the Earth folks leave their protest and they leave it filthy. Like the litter's everywhere. Right?
Disgusting.
Right.
Disgusting.
They showed up. The park was clean. You protested, Save the Earth, you know, stop drilling for oil.
All
and then
garbage.
When we left, there's garbage everywhere. Nice work,
you know,
right?
And guess cleans it up. Guys like me and you.
That's right.
We show up with our bags of garbage. That's honestly got truth. Show up with our bags of garbage. I jog in my town in Elma, East Aurora area. I jog. And when I'm down in South Florida, I grab a bag and I pick up garbage. I don't see any liberals doing it. Ever.
No.
You will never see the filthiest places in this country are run by Democrats. Go, by the way, North Buffalo. There was an article the other day. I think it was in the Buffalo News. Somebody sent it to me. No, I don't buy that garbage. But another bud business in North Buffalo is going out of business because they can't keep up with the theft. It's a small business owner. He's like, I just can't keep up with
it. It's going to get worse. Was that Elmwood Village? Was that the Elmwood Village, wasn't it?
Yeah, that's
going to get a lot worse. That's going to get...
Yeah, we'll post it, by the way. Follow us on Twitter. Follow us on Facebook. All those places. You can see all the stuff that we post.
You know why I know it's going to get worse? Because when that person robs your store, and if they actually get arrested, let's say there happens to be a police officer standing outside and just gets them on the way out the door, right?
Yeah.
Then they bring them down to the prosecutor, and the prosecutor goes, I'm not going to do anything, and they let them back out on the street immediately, if they're even arrested, right? And so you know what? That person that stole from your store goes, hey, I didn't get in any trouble for that. Guess what I can do? I can steal again. And they do it again. And guess what happens?
Yep.
There's no consequences. And guess what happens? You start to be forming a pattern. And now you have all kinds of theft going on and stores shut down. So there's no stores. Look at San Francisco. Some iconic stores that have been there for 30-plus years. You're talking about mega billion-dollar corporations. They've got the money to stay there. They're deciding not to. They're saying, you know what? It's not worth the theft. We're done. We're out.
That's right.
It's huge.
That's right.
Huge
for
downtown San Francisco. And for those that say, wow, they've gone through this, it'll recover and revive and whatnot. You know what happens is these communities go down, then they come back up a little. Then they go down, then they come back up a little. But each level of down, it starts here, and it goes down and then up a little, and then down and up a little. And it keeps going, and it gets a little bit of improvement. Everyone's like, see, we're on the comeback. But
the next
step down is even worse, right?
Yep.
And you're seeing some step downs in some communities like San Francisco and L.A. They're stepping down in the Somalia refugee camp status, literally.
That's right.
Right?
That's right.
I've seen in videos cleaner refugee camps than I have seen some streets in L.A. That's scary stuff, but anyway.
Yep. Only getting worse. 21% homelessness, and it's getting worse
crazy.
There. It'll be 30 to 40%. You will have uber rich there and poor.
They're literally trying to tax people who are leaving the state. There was an interview recently
That's what they have to do. That's at the end, by the way. That's how we know we're close to bankruptcy. Is it 3 years away, 5 years away? I don't know. But when you're taxing people who aren't there anymore, that means there's nothing left to tax.
This is
there's
the logic. You built your business here, so we own you forever and
ever.
You owe us. So basically what California is saying is if you're born in California and you start a business in California, you're a slave to California no matter where you go in the country or the world. That's what they want. Sharon Osbourne was talking about moving back to Britain. They're from
that's
England.
Great.
And
I
she's going, I still have to pay tax in California.
Sharon, who spent time on The View with those morons.
Absolutely, yep.
She voted Democrat, too. That's what's so hilarious about all this stuff.
You
deserve
should want
what you
to,
get.
Sharon. Love taxes, right?
Oh,
you should
want
to pay more, right?
You enjoy. Why are you bitching about it?
They're
That's
so
what
dumb.
You voted
They're
for.
So dumb.
They are dumb.
They're dumb.
They are dumb.
They can't.
They
dumb. If I stuck my hand in a meat cleaver or a meat grinder and I pulled
Once.
Out, my hand was gone, I'd be like, whoa.
Never do it again.
Every day.
Never do it again.
They do it every day.
Every single day. And then you know what they do? They blame the meat grinder.
That's right.
After doing it time and time again, right. every body part is mangled. They're like, you know what?
And they find an attorney to sue the company who made it.
This is not my fault. How do I find an attorney who's got a Mark Polenkai sign on his front lawn so we can sue the meat grinder company? That's exactly it.
All right, let's wrap this up for today. We'll be back on Friday. What day is it? It's Wednesday. Morning Mike's will be back Friday. Another podcast interview will be released tomorrow. And, of course, don't forget our radio show on Saturday from 1 to 3 each and every Saturday. And don't forget our app, folks. You're probably listening on the app already, but if you're not, if you've downloaded this on some other, you know, your podcast from some other place, which is great, please do that. But we also have our own Financial Guys app. So very convenient. You can find all of our podcasts there. You'll get an alert whenever we post a new podcast, which is kind of neat. You'll also get an alert whenever we go live on the Morning Mics, which is kind of neat, too. So download our app from the Apple Store, iTunes Store, or the Google Android Store. Just type in The Financial Guys, and you'll find the app there. Download it to your phone. You can listen wherever you are in your car or whatever. So anyway, if you need us throughout the week, go to our website, thefinancialguys.com. Otherwise, we will see you on Saturday. Thanks again.
Any rebroadcast, reproduction, or other use of this show without the express written consent of the Financial Guys, LLC is strictly prohibited.
Securities offered through Peak Brokerage Services, member FINRA, SIPC. Investment advisory services offered through Independent Solutions Wealth Management or Blackridge Asset Management. Financial Guys, Independent Solutions, and Blackridge Asset Management are not an affiliate of Peak Brokerage Services, Inc.